Current State on WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. A key piece of the 2014 Michigan budget moved forward yesterday. The Republican majority state Senate passed a spending plan covering Michigan's public schools, community colleges, and universities. The $15 billion budget was approved by a mostly party line vote, 25-12. If signed by Governor Snyder, Michigan's public schools would get about 3% more funding next fiscal year, community colleges and universities about 2% more. After yesterday's vote, I sat down with Democratic Senator Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing to talk about the budget and other issues, many of them involving education. First, the minority leader explained why she voted against the school funding measure.
Those numbers sound like an increase, and those are the numbers that my Republican colleagues will tell you that increase the budget. The truth of the matter is, in the last 3 years under Governor Snyder, my Republican colleagues have taken over $2 billion out of the school aid fund. You don't have to be a parent like me with two kids in our local schools, seeing our class sizes going up, to know that our kids are paying the price for the decisions that Governor Snyder and legislative Republicans have made. This is a continuation of those same priorities, putting kids last.
You still support more funding for schools, but it was more a statement. I mean, you figured the budget would pass and you would vote no just as a symbolic kind of statement.
Well, budgets aren't just balance sheets. They're a statement of your values. And Governor Snyder and the Republicans have slashed education at every juncture. Now they throw a little extra money toward education with some one-time funding out of this surplus that they just found out they have, and they're all patting each other on the back. Well, I'll tell you, the bottom line to a school like East Lansing Schools, where my kids are in school, is $5. That's a $5 increase per pupil. That doesn't do anything when you're talking about really changing the dynamic in our classrooms and preparing our kids for the future.
The legislature appears to be backing away from adopting National Common Core standards. Those standards would establish stronger academic expectations for students here in Michigan. Does that have legs or not?
I think it's very troubling that this legislature has said unless we have an affirmative opt-in, we are not going to pursue Common Core. Yesterday morning, Jeb Bush gave a speech on Mackinac saying that really urging the legislature to adopt and embrace Common Core. This is something that Governor Snyder has pushed, and he's getting pushed back by legislative Republicans. This is one thing I think that I can say that the governor's right on, and that I'm hopeful he's successful in pushing this Common Core.
Do you think it has legs, though? I mean, do you think it could get by?
You know, anything can happen. I've been in the legislature long enough to know that sometimes simple things can become real hard, and seemingly hard things can come up solution real fast. So I'm hopeful. We have a number of outstanding issues, though, that the governor's hoping to accomplish that his own party is pushing back on, like the Medicaid expansion or the creating a health exchange or transportation funding.
Describe for us the Common Core discussion lately, assuming there's been a discussion lately.
I don't think that there's been much debate, to tell you the truth. I think that there is a contingent in the Republican caucuses that doesn't want to adopt anything that happens to come out of the federal government at the moment, whether it is Medicaid expansion or a health exchange. I think that it's unfortunate, though, because we owe it to our kids to ensure that they are trained, that they are educated, that they have deductive reasoning abilities, that they can be competitive once they're out of our K-12 schools. And Common Core, I think, is one thing that can help toward that end.
Let's move to funding for Medicaid expansion. A final Senate vote on that is likely next week. For now, funding is not in the plan, but yesterday, a Republican colleague of yours, Senator Roger Kahn, seemed to express some lingering hope for that funding. He's a Republican who supports it again. He says that in politics, quote, when it's over, it's not over, unquote. Do you share any of that hope?
Well, you know, I do. I think that Senator Kahn has been a yes vote from the start. Unfortunately, he's got to find a lot of friends in his own caucus in order to make Medicaid expansion a reality. You know, I think that the governor has come down on the side of embracing the Medicaid expansion, largely because it will bring a lot of money into the state of Michigan. But most importantly, from my perspective, is that it covers a lot of vulnerable people in our population that don't currently have health care coverage. And when we have high numbers of uncovered people, those of us who are lucky enough to have a health care card pay more to subsidize that. It's something that makes sense in a financial way, but also in a way that really gives people the care that they so desperately need.
You mentioned the surplus earlier. Where is the discussion over the surplus revenue announced recently, and how do you feel that money should be spent?
Well, the governor has already said that he wants to use some of that money for roads. And one of the concerns that I raised when he made that statement was that it undercut the argument that we've got to do something in $1.2 billion terms long-term for roads. When you are willing to take one-time money that is a small fraction of what you say you need, I worry that it undercuts your argument with people on both sides of the aisle. I would have liked to have seen all of the money go into stemming the education cuts that we have sustained over the years, to ensure that, class sizes are going down, to ensure that our schools are in a position to get our kids ready for the real world.
Where are you on a roads funding plan right now?
Well, at this point, we've had a couple of conversations that we're actually starting to talk about one another's priorities. That, I think, is something that's positive, but the governor put a $1.2 billion plan on the table. The only thing that all four quadrant leaders agree on is that one is not going to happen. So we've got a lot of work to do to see if we can find common ground and make an investment. But there are a lot of really important investments we have yet to make in our state, and transportation is but one of them.
Let's talk about the Michigan Education Achievement Authority. Their top official on Tuesday announced what he called phenomenal test results. Now, the EAA is the state-run district currently comprised of 15 low-performing Detroit schools that some have wanted to expand. Chancellor John Covington said the third round of performance series tests show more than half of EAA students have made at least a year of academic progress in math and reading since the new district was opened last fall. Many Democrats have resisted the call to expand the EAA. Do these test results change your mind at all?
Show me the test results. All we've heard is Chancellor Covington's word. Take my word for it. We're improving. If one-third of the students have improved, what about the other 70%? Tell me also about the fact that the EAA falsified applications to the federal government to bring money in for the EAA, which has been floundering ever since its creation. Also, tell me why it was necessary for them to borrow or steal or beg $2 million out of the Detroit public schools in order to make their budget balance. This is something that has zero transparency, and as a parent and lawmaker, I worry about those kids that are currently in that system that we don't have nearly enough information about as to whether or not it's succeeding, much less whether or not it should be expanded.
Do you support the continuation of the EAA as it is and just resist the expansion?
I want information. Like any and every taxpayer, I want information about where our tax dollars are going and what it really means to the kids. Are we getting the value? Over the last 13 years, the state has had control in one form or another over what's happening in the Detroit public schools, and there's not a huge turnaround happening. We want to know why. We deserve to know why before we put any more money into it, much less expand it.
Has this budget process impacted your Michigan 2020 plan, which would pay for college for all Michigan high school graduates?
Well, I'll tell you that obviously the Michigan 2020 is not a part of the state budget, but I think the fact that it is continued to be talked about, applauded by people in many different walks of life, economists as well as educators and parents, I think is something that is good for Michigan if we want to really put our state on the map as having the best educated workforce in the country. This is an investment we can't afford not to make. It's bold, it's aggressive, it's exciting, and people have said, oh, maybe we're shooting too high. When we're talking about the future of the state of Michigan, we're talking about the quality of life of our residents. I don't think we can shoot high enough.
Another recent guest on Current State, Michigan State University Dean of Education Donald Heller, has criticized your plan. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The main problem with the Senate Democrats' plan is that it's going to be subsidizing the college tuition of thousands and thousands of students who can well afford and their families can afford to pay that tuition. And if the Democrats can find $1.8 billion, I have lots of many better ideas of how they could spend that just related to education alone.
What do you make of that criticism?
I don't really consider it criticism, to be honest. I've talked to Dean Heller. You know, he believes that it should be means-based, having a Michigan 2020. So the concept of a Michigan 2020 is something that he's actually embraced. The question is, who does it apply to? And I think that that's a debate we can have. The fact of the matter is, there's no independently wealthy 18-year-old. Some very wealthy families do not help their kids go on to college, and some families who are very poor sacrifice everything to help their children pay for college. So I think that that's a debate we certainly can have, but the goal is to ensure that every kid who can and wants to go on to school, whether it's trade school, community college, or higher education for your traditional school, that we give them that ability to do it. And that, more than anything, would be the game changer for Michigan's economy. We've seen it happen in Kalamazoo. We should replicate it for every kid in the state of Michigan.
Democratic Senator Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing represents the state's 23rd district. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
And by the way, current state has learned that Senator Whitmer is among a group of Democratic senators that next week will be introducing four bills aimed at advancing recognition of same-sex marriages. Among other things, the bills would allow Michigan voters to repeal the 2004 amendment to the state constitution banning the recognition of same-gender relationships.